Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen News Channel. I'm here with Jack Gill. We're going to bring you all of the news and the reaction to Jurgen Klopp's pre-Man City press conference, I should say. As you already know, we bang on about this all the time because they are boss. We are brought to you in association with The Athletic. It's a fantastic, fantastic website. No annoying pop-ups, no ads. There's great Liverpool writers there. There's James Pearce, Simon Hughes, just loads of them, and they're always really well-researched, well-thought-out, in-depth articles. If you go into the description below, you can get your 30-day free trial and receive 50% off your yearly subscription to The Athletic. Fantastic, fantastic deal. Speaking of The Athletic, we're actually going to go to them right now. Jack, this is really, really interesting for me. This is titled, How Man City and Liverpool Compete for Everything, from titles and 75 million centre-backs to physios and youth stars. And it really details just how much Liverpool and City are battling, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. And look, these are two massive clubs, aren't they? And every inch matters every time.
Yeah, we know obviously they were interested in Van Dijk, and we also know that we had the interest in Emerick Laporte if we were to miss out on Virgil van Dijk. And it is, you know, look, we're two of the biggest clubs in the world right now, if not the best two clubs in the world right now.
Yeah.
And there's no real shock to me that we're both looking for the same sort of players, because we play a similar style of football.
Yeah.
And off the pitch as well, we've seen the likes of coaches change from City to Liverpool.
Yeah.
And the opposite way round, and the same with like staff, so backroom staff, physios, stuff like that. And it's very, very easy to see the similarities between the two clubs.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the article, as you can see on screen right now, it's basically talking about how City wanted Van Dijk, scoffed at the asking price, and then eventually went for Emerick Laporte, who's been good as well. But if we scroll all the way down, it's the really interesting stuff for me. They're basically talking about the expenditure and how the different setups work. So it says, as far as City and Liverpool are concerned, there's a huge financial gap in academy expenditure. Liverpool's is run on an annual budget of around 10 million, and they believe City's cost more than double that. Inglethorpe basically has limited the first year professionals to a basic salary of 40k per year, which is still quite a bit of money, but it's about ensuring teenagers retain their hunger, and Inglethorpe is convinced it's working. Obviously, you do a lot of stuff for the youth, the under 23s, the under 18s, the whole youth setup, Jack, over on the RedmenTV.com. Go and check it out. We've done one today. It's fantastic. But have you found that in terms of hunger and work ethic, that it's working for Liverpool's youth system?
It's interesting, because obviously you're seeing under Jurgen Klopp the push for youth. You're seeing that he's utilising youth more than Manchester City, who, as you can see, are spending more than double what we're spending. And to be honest with you, under-18s, Liverpool and City, by far the two best clubs in that category of football. And under-23s, obviously, it's different, because you get a lot of under-23s that are a lot better and ready. They step up to the first team early, so I never really look at that. But really, at the under-18 level, you can see the sheer quality in both Liverpool and City. And to be honest with you, you've also seen players as well, when they're unhappy with their careers and how they're going at City, they've come to Liverpool. You look at Bobby Duncan,
yeah,
who obviously we know did the same going to Fiorentina, but it's the same, a similar sort of thing. And to be honest with you, I think we are the two biggest clubs in England right now in terms of first team, and I think it shows that within the academies as well.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is the same model in terms of City are spending loads more money, giving a lot more benefits, but I really like the fact that Liverpool are doing it in a different way, and we're finding success doing it that way as well.
It's typical Liverpool, isn't it? We do things in our own way, and it still always ends up working well, and we're pushing City all the way, and they can carry on throwing all the money they want into it. We will still use our own way, and it will always work.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Do you think Liverpool's academy way is better than Man City's way? I feel like it's going to be a little bit biased, but yeah, go and check out that article. It is fantastic. There's a lot more than we spoke about, like Jack says before, about the coaches and stuff. Really, really good.
And watch the youth show.
And watch the youth show, because we did speak a lot about all the players that they're talking about making hungry. We did all that before. It's going out. Well, it's already out on the redmentv.com. I'll put it in the description below. What we're here to talk about is Jürgen Klopp's pre-match press conference ahead of Man City. Just kick it off, basically. He started off saying, in terms of injuries, obviously Matip's still out, Shaqiri's still out, but Virgil van Dijk and Henderson are fine. I think that's a massive thing for Liverpool. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk is fantastic. And there's a lot of talk now. Henderson, the midfield probably will be Fabinho, Henderson, Genie. Go and check out the starting 11 for Chris's thoughts on that and for some different options there. Really, really interesting video on the Redmen TV. But it is good, isn't it? Obviously, Virgil van Dijk, our first choice centre-half, and Jordan Henderson, the club captain.
Yeah, there was no issue with van Dijk. I think he met the Dutch royal family yesterday, so that's why he was absent from training.
Nice.
Henderson as well, I think he's been ill.
Yeah.
Came back to training yesterday. I think it just increases the competitiveness for places, because obviously we saw Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain was superb against Genk once again, and he's just impressing every time he gets on the pitch for Liverpool at the minute. Henderson, obviously club captain, so there will be a real dogfight for that position on Sunday.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, it is much more in-depthly spoken about on the Starting 11 show, so go over there and check that out if you want to see more of that stuff. But we'll move on anyway. He was asked about the fullbacks, Liverpool's fullbacks, Robbo and Trent's skills, and he basically says, modern football now is like this. You have to be really strong on the wings. The area around the goal is the most crowded area, so you have to find a way around it. The wider you make the pitch, the bigger the spaces in the centre, which is what we try to do. And we've seen in recent weeks, and to be honest, last season and the season before, and when James Milner was first in that left back spot, and we see just how much Jürgen Klopp loves to utilise his fullbacks. And look, we have two of the best in the world at the moment, don't we? Look, City do too, and that was what the question was kind of spoken about in terms of comparing and contrasting. But it's going to be a real interesting battle for the wings on this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be important battle all over the park, but it's like we spoke earlier about our fullbacks and how integral they are to our system, and it's just a whole thing. We literally have probably the best fullback partnership in the world right now, and to be honest with you, it's like you said, Man City tried to do that when Pep came in. He said straight away that the fullbacks at Man City weren't good enough. He spent a lot of money on Walker and Mendy, but it just hasn't worked with Mendy. He's been plagued with loads of injuries, and Pep's had to go a different way about it. But I'm sure he'd have tried to play a similar way with us, with maybe a five at the back, wing backs as well, if he could. But he's just not really had the option.
No, it's fair enough. I mean, they asked a lot about Man City in this press conference, didn't they? And I don't think Jürgen Klopp really enjoyed that. He obviously did speak about them, but they asked about whether this fixture decides the title, and Jürgen Klopp says, "I don't know. I have no idea. In the last 2 years, it feels like each game we play is the most decisive of the season. It's a very important game. Everything is on the plate. Nobody hides anything. You can not only be offensive, but if you're not brave, you have no chance, not even for a point against City." And it's spot on, really, isn't it? He knows just how good Man City are. He knows. I know he's being kind of coy there, but this game does have a big say, in terms of deciding this title race, doesn't it? If we win this game, we go 9 points clear. They win this game, they bring it back to three, and it's psychologically, it's going to be massive.
In the Premier League, every game is massive, and it's like Jürgen Klopp's been saying the last few games, we need to take every game as it comes, and that's exactly what he's been doing. But look, it's no secret, City are, other than us, the best team in the league, and they're going to be our toughest opponents in the league all season. We have the benefit of Anfield, which we'll talk about later, and we need to utilise that. But Klopp's completely right. every game is massive, every game is just as important, but for us, this will be the toughest game, and as you said, it's a game we could do with winning, really.
100%. Let us know in the comments whether you think this is the biggest game of Liverpool's season. Again, I suspect the answer is quite biased, and it's going to be a yes. We'll move quickly on to, basically, they asked about City's style of play, and they spoke about how they were cautious at Anfield last season, and basically, Jürgen Klopp says, basically, he said, is it a compliment that they're playing this way? And he says, it's not meant as a compliment, it's just a game plan. I think there are many games where City have won much more of the game than we did. The result is what stays in your mind, but the games are really good. We drew once and lost two in the last three, but they're improvements for the lads. Basically saying that, look, City are doing this just purely because that's how they're playing against Liverpool, and shouldn't take it as a compliment. They're still going to have periods of the game where City are going to dominate, aren't they?
Well, they can't be as open as they are in other games because they're playing against another side that is as good as them, if not better. And for City, they know that in other games, games like Watford, they can go out and blow them away, beat them 9-0. But against us, they've got to be a lot more cautious. It's just how you have to play. It's like us against City, I'm sure we'll be more defensively cautious than we would against lower teams in the league. It's just how football works. And I don't think it was a subtle dig or anything from Jürgen Klopp. I think he was just stating the facts, really.
Melissa Reddy here with a tweet. Basically, Klopp was asked about the coach welcome as well. She basically quoted him saying, if someone from Man City can stand still, it's our fault. We all didn't throw a bottle, but it was one of us. All of us have to make sure that something like that never happens again. We will do everything to make sure it doesn't happen again. He obviously spoke about how he wants a good atmosphere, but he wants it inside the ground. And I agree with that. I think he obviously expresses a bit of disappointment as well in the press conference, saying how he liked doing it. He really did. But if you overstep the line, it can't happen again. It's going to be a really, really... Well, it has to be a hostile atmosphere at Anfield, doesn't it? We've seen how much Anfield has an effect on teams, especially in the big games. This is a big game, going to be under the floodlights, going to be a really, really big game. The crowd has to play a big part, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like them coach welcomings. The atmosphere from most Liverpool fans was perfect, and that's what you want. You want to be there and chanting, cheering Liverpool on. Yeah. It's scary for a City team to come through and hear that. We didn't need all that throwing of bottles and stuff, but it doesn't matter. All we're asking now is to get in that ground early on Sunday, sing, support the team right from when they're coming out to train. Because if Man City come out and train and the atmosphere is better than the Etihad, which isn't hard anyway, right from training, it's going to be fantastic. And look, I was lucky enough to be at the 4-3 and the 3-0 in the Champions League, and the atmospheres for both of them were absolutely incredible throughout, and we need to repeat that again because it is something that scares City.
100%. I mean, that 4-3, the atmosphere was unbelievable.
Incredible, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. He was asking about Sean Cox, who's obviously going the game on Sunday, which is fantastic. Great to see him back. But he speaks about him when it happened to Sean, obviously, the incident where he got attacked by the Roma fans. It was the lowest point of my whole time at LFC. Something like this should not happen in general in life, but especially not around a football game as well. I hope that it gave him more strength and power in a recovery time. Obviously, Liverpool playing well and how have you. But he says, how the LFC community deal with it. We don't only sing You'll Never Walk Alone, we live that. And in this specific situation, it was very important to show that. He also speaks about how he wants to see him before the game for a few minutes. And I think it is a fantastic thing that Sean's back, and we all wish him well from Redmen, every one of us. And I think Jürgen Klopp just oozes class in this situation.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
It's absolutely superb that Sean Cox is able to attend this game at the weekend. And what is fantastic is just the way Jürgen Klopp is handling this. And listen, this is why we all love Jürgen Klopp, because he gets it.
Yeah.
For a manager to get that and say that it's the lowest point in his LFC career, and to get the meaning of why we sing You'll Never Walk Alone is just incredible, and he is the perfect fit for Liverpool, and I really hope we get the win for Sean Cox, really.
Yeah, no, it will be it's going to be a special atmosphere anyway, but it's going to be a really poignant game, you'd hope. Jack, some pretty much breaking news from the Man City press conference with Pep Guardiola. He says Ederson is not able to play. I don't know how long he will be out for. Sunday he cannot play. Claudio Bravo can do it too. He's an exceptional keeper. Won a lot of international games with Chile. I have no doubts. Look, Claudio Bravo can do it. He is a good goalkeeper, but he's no Edison, is he? That's a big, big blow for Man City, though.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. Not only do they have a shaky backline now, but they also have a dodgy keeper. And look, a lot of people have suggested it might be a bit of mind games from Pep, but he will look like a massive tool if he's banging on about Edison not being available several times now, and then if he puts him in the starting lineup.
It'll be masterful mind games if he has done that, though, but I don't think it'll change tactically what Liverpool do, so what's the benefit?
That's what I mean, it's a goalkeeper, it won't change anything tactically, and it won't change Klopp's thinking at all, so I just think it's massive for us. I mean,
Do you think it's going to make that much of a difference? Do you think, obviously Edison's fantastic, he knows the system in and out, but do you think it's going to mean that much? Obviously Bravo did get a red card the other day, could be playing on his mind as well.
I do think so. Claudio Bravo is a good goalkeeper, we saw it at Barcelona, we've seen it at Chile, but for City it's just not click for him, and to be honest, Edison is a very, very good goalkeeper, mm-hmm. and he provides something with the ball at his feet, he's a good shot stopper, and to be honest, it will be a massive, massive miss for them. They've already had a lot of injury problems, and they already have a shaky defence, and now this as well. I'm absolutely delighted with the news.
I mean, let us know in the comments, obviously this is the title of the video, because it is quite big news. Do you think this is going to be a massive thing for Liverpool, or do you think that it's not going to change too much? I still firmly believe that we're going to have to play at 100%, which I'm sure you believe as well. But I think mentally, maybe defensively, it could be a massive thing.
Just makes it easier for us, a bit easier.
Yeah, just a little things. Obviously, none of the other injuries were mentioned, so you'd expect the rest of them to be back. David Silva, Rodri and the like. But yeah, if they get injured too, then it's another boost for Liverpool in the game. Just quickly, I want to put your attention to Adam TV Women's Podcast. Obviously, they do fantastic things over there, looking at women's Liverpool women and women's football in general, doing a really, really good job. But they are doing a competition, so if you want to win a signed Steven Gerrard framed shirt, go over there, do what the tweet says, follow Adam TV Women's Pod, follow A1 Memorabilia, comment and retweet the tweet. It ends on next Sunday, so yeah, literally go over there, show them some support anyway, obviously go over there and be within a chance to win that chair, but they are doing fantastic work.
And of course, the same day that the women play at Anfield against Everton.
There you go, and obviously they speak much in depth about that. They'll be doing a build-up show towards that as well. They're doing great work. Go over there and support them. And then if you want to see all of the rest of the build-up towards this Man City, obviously the Edison news has just broken now, so the build-up show, they don't really speak about that, but it's a fantastic show as ever, talking in depth on what we want to see Liverpool do and how we expect City to line up, and then what we expect Liverpool to line up like. The starting 11 prediction was done as well. That was done live. I always enjoy doing them live, Jack, because you get to interact with all the viewers and there's so many interesting takes and you get to put them up on the board and see, all right, maybe it sounds stupid, but then let's put it on the board and see what it looks like. And it's interesting to see, and I'm not saying every one sounds stupid when they give us recommendations, but you know what I mean, sometimes you need to see it to understand what it means. It's a fantastic show. Chris does a great job over there, and don't forget to subscribe to Redmen News. We're on 24.3k subscribers, so yeah, go over there and subscribe. We do new shows every single Monday through Friday, bringing you all the latest news and rumours surrounding Liverpool FC. There's not much we can do now except for wait for Sunday, Jack. I'm excited.
I'm really excited now. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a very open game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very enjoyable game. I can't wait. Get in the pub, a few points, enjoy the win.
Yeah, and hopefully Edison might be the difference there. Massive, massive blow for City. But yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe, like I spoke to you before. Go over to the Redmen TV to check out all of the build-up stuff. Obviously, the post-match stuff as well. We'll be bringing you all the match reactions and such on the Sunday, and then we've got the final word and the stats and tactics on the Monday as well. So yeah, thank you everyone for watching. We'll see you back on the Redmen News channel. Don't forget to check out The Athletic as well, doing fantastic stuff over there. Thank you for watching.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.